Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you new age and holistic practitioners, news, resources, and trending information from across the community. We welcome your feedback and suggestions for future programming, and yes, we do take questions on the air. Please visit us for free at newageguild.com to find a practitioner and what's happening in your community and beyond. And please don't forget to follow our program before the end of the broadcast. So sit back, enjoy the show, and welcome to our many guests and our wonderful listeners.
Good evening and welcome to Spirit Talk Radio. It is that time of month where we have our guest, Linda Guerra, from the Northern California area, and she is here to talk about what wonderful things she's doing. So, Linda, say hello to everybody.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Angel. Thank you for having me today.
It's my deepest privilege. Now, we were talking before we started, and you were just about to tell me about a class you were doing, and it sounded really cool. So I thought it would be nice to start off with that, that we could lead into kind of what that's doing in your process and where your focus is now as your callers start to cue in.
Sure, absolutely. I just finished a class called Kriya Shakti, and it's with Master Ko, and he, with the Pranic Healing organization, we have typically there's one master. I mean, there's not it's not like a master you can go pay for. So the original Master Choa, who started out the Pranic Healing and created all sorts of protocols so that when you go to one Pranic Healer and you need something for your shoulder or your knee or you've got cancer, et cetera, you could go to another healer and the same protocol would be done by that healer. So that it's very specified. It's very consistent, which is what I love. But I just finished one of the classes with Master Ko, who was a protege of Master Choa, who passed away several years back. But I took a class from him, and it was my fourth class. I'm working toward my instructor, and I have one more class before I can be I can apply to take the instructor level class and then teach Pranic Healing and also hold a free clinic, which is what I'm hoping to do.
So the Pranic Healing, this studying that you're completing, that sounds very intensive. Tell everyone a little bit about, you know, what the difference is. There's so many different healing processes. What is it? What is Pranic Healing?
Yeah, Pranic Healing is a, like I said, it's a healing, it's an energy healing, and we focus on the aura and the health areas of the body, but it's not just physical, it's also we provide emotional healing, not just physical, but physical, emotional, and mental healing. I think the thing that I noticed the most in differences is that the energy for Pranic Healing comes from the earth, the air, the sun, and, you know, it's not me really healing, it's me assisting you to help your body heal. Because we can heal our bodies. It just takes a lot of practice and sometimes a lot of time because we have forgotten how to do it. So with the Pranic Healing, I think one of the differences is in some energy healing, they use symbols, et cetera, and we don't need to do that. We simply use energy. There's a basic class that anybody can take. And you can even learn to heal yourself in that class. And then there's an advanced class, and then there's a psychotherapy class. There's Kriya Shakti, and then there's a specific type of yoga class, all of which you have to take in order to become an instructor.
My goodness.
And that's not even, I mean, there's more classes you can take to be certified, which, and that is, when you're working with several people and you actually seriously document what you did to help them heal. And you have to document cases over a certain period of time and then present those cases. And you actually meet in front of a panel and have to discuss and get asked questions of why did you use that protocol? Why did you use that particular color? Because once you're advanced in psychotherapy, you're using colors and that type of thing. So that's what I like about it. It's quite intensive. It's very structured, and the protocols are there for you to use. And then, of course, as you, become very, very skilled, you learn more and more. It's just we get to repeat classes. You know, my advanced class, I'll probably repeat it again and probably pick up things. The psychotherapy class, I'll probably repeat it again, and I'll pick up, you know, new things. There's just so much to learn.
Wow. So what's interesting to me as I listen to you talk about this is there's so many different processes out there in healing, from Reiki to aura, there's so many different things. And what I'm hearing about pranic healing is it's not just, hey, come take a class and get attuned or get approved. They put you through a process to really engage you kind of on a higher level. That's what it feels like. Is that a fair assessment?
It is. It's a fair assessment, because the stronger you are spiritually, the more energy you can bring into your body. The class that I attended this weekend, there was like 15 bullets of what they were going to cover. It's that intensive. But it was so much fun. I really, really enjoyed the class. But that is so true. It's very much about the complexity of energy, right? That energy is everywhere. We are energy. And so when you learn how to use energy and colors and how to clear the aura, clear the chakras, clear the organs, there's just so much to it. But I really like the fact that there's protocols. So if I'm working with someone who has cancer, there's a protocol in the book, and it's very, very long because when you're working with cancer, there's a lot of work entailed in working with someone who has cancer. I've worked with people that have Lyme disease, and I'm working with some people that have Lyme disease. That seems to be coming up quite a bit. And it's an intensive, it's blood clarification, it's all sorts of protocols to boost the immune system. So there's a lot to learn, and in the process of doing it on someone, it takes about an hour and sometimes longer to do one session with someone.
Hmm. So you said so much. There's so many things. I'm sitting here thinking and writing notes what to touch on every time you give some information. But the first thing that came to me was you spoke about, I think it was Lyme disease, how it's coming up. And there's so much coming up in us right now around the toxins and the things that we're doing that are interfering with our ability to be functional on the planet. And I've known you for a bit, and you seem to be gravitated towards things that and practices and support systems and products that help people clear and cleanse. And it feels like you have found the process in healing to kind of complete that conversation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm working with someone right now who is heavy metal poisoned. And so I'm doing not only pranic healing, but I'm also having them do chlorella and spirulina, you know, things that can help their body, while I'm also helping them energetically to clear that out. So, you know, I think there's more than one way to do things, and everybody doesn't resonate with just one way to do things. And our body reacts, you know, differently too. So I use a lot of supplements to complement other things that I'm doing, but I definitely start with the pranic healing because that's if I'm clearing the organs and I'm clearing the chakras and helping the body to heal itself, then whatever else I'm giving them, like chlorella and spirulina and that type of things to help with the heavy metal detoxification, it's just going to work together and work together faster.
Right, right. And I just we just had someone on last week that was a nutritionist, and she was speaking a lot about how in the world we're living with the toxins and the impurities in the water and all this stuff, our organs are one of the primary areas of our life that seem to be blocking and causing us deep illness between the organs and like the gut. Do you see a lot of that kind of stuff when you're working with people? And then, you know, do you have to prescribe for a long period of time, or can pranic healing really kind of get down and help people dig stuff out kind of faster? When there's a lot of information and questions.
Yeah. I think pranic healing really does dig down and it helps your body, because I truly believe that if your body is resonating at a higher vibration, a lot of the lower vibration things like the heavy metals and that kind of thing won't be able to affect you as much, right?
Okay.
So, but at the same time, not everybody's resonating at that level yet. So they have to look at supporting themselves physically, spiritually and mentally, you know, on all different levels. So, you know, to me, the pranic healing is helping in both a physical and a mental and emotional level. But we've also got the physical, because many of us, we're still in that 3D body, right? So
yeah,
we've got to look at multiple ways to go about cleansing the body. I totally agree with the nutritionist. You know, we've got, since the 1950s, there's 86,000 chemicals that were introduced to our environment, only of which about 200 were ever tested on humans. So we're bringing toxins into our house every day. We're bringing toxins into our body every single day. They've tested the umbilical cords of babies, and they're finding over 200 chemicals already in an infant newborn because of what's coming into the mother. So, which, you know, at the shop that I do my, a lot of my readings at, I can do readings by Skype, because I also do soul path readings, and I can do pranic healing remote as well. So pranic healing doesn't have to be in person. It can be remote. But at the shop, I'm doing a clean green class this Saturday, where I'm going to talk about the different toxins in your home and what you can do to just reduce, you know, even 50% of those. And then you're reducing the toxin load that you're bringing into your body. So if you're using methods like energy healing and chlorella and spirulina to help clear your body, you've also got to reduce that toxin load that's coming in at the same time.
Wow, that's really interesting. So, when you think about the toxins, God, what did she say that got my attention? Tupperware, you know, and things like that we keep our food in. There's like stuff bleeding into our food that we think we're keeping it fresh. Because that was the thing that got me when I was a little kid. My mom would have Tupperware, and they're like, and it burps, and it keep it fresh. And so we got our stuff fresh in the refrigerator, the Tupperware, but it's seeping toxins into it as it's sitting in the refrigerator, right?
Correct. It has, it's a hormone disruptor. The plastics have a hormone disruptor in it. And then if you take that same plastic and you microwave your food in it, oh my gosh, you've just got a toxic soup that you've created, not only from the microwave, which destroys and tears up your food, and then you've got the hormone disruptors from the plastic. So I've gone completely glass. I store my food, and whenever possible, in glass containers, and I have not used a microwave probably in 5 years. People go, how do you heat your food up? You know what? That's what the stovetop is for, or a mini oven. I have one of those little mini the toaster oven, and I heat things in there. When I make my coffee, I make French press coffee. I boil my water on the stove.
Hmm. So it's not that bad, right? Just making decisions
no.
that you It's not that bad.
No,
it's just making a choice, right? Making a choice between
right.
whether you want to how long do you want to live on the planet and how high that quality of life is that you want to be.
Right. Exactly. Because I had been diagnosed with borderline diabetic and all sorts of stuff, and so I looked at I personally look at my diet because I'm proud to say I'm 61 years old and I'm on zero pharmaceutical medication. And it's a lot of it has to do with the fact that I do watch what I eat. I try to eat as clean as possible. I energize and I clean my food. I've a very simple way that you can clean your own food is you take and you visualize a white glove on your hand. And you simply take that white glove with white light energy and go over your food like you're scooping out dirt, like the dirty energy, and just find a window where there's a tree and toss the energy out to the tree for it to absorb. And it'll help actually clean your food of the dirty energy that's in your food. So it's a real simple thing. And you can do it for medications. You can clean and clear your medications by using the white glove technique, just visualize a white glove with white energy and just take in about four times, just like you're picking up that, scooping that dirty energy out of that supplement or medication that you're using, and it's going to help with the energy that's going in with that food or whatever that goes in your body.
Interesting. So you have a number of callers. That'll be a good time for us to stop, take a break here, let you talk to people.
Okay.
But before I do, I want to just remind people that there's more to you than just the nutrition piece. You're also an intuitive life coach. You're a spiritual telepathic channeler and a soul path reader. So it's like it's all just one, beautiful mosaic of the process that you have to just open people up, get rid of all the gooky blacky stuff inside and turn them into, joyous, powerful beings, right? From body,
Absolutely.
Mind, and spirit.
Yep.
So are you ready to talk to somebody here, Linda?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Let's take the first caller. Good evening. You're on the air with Linda. Who are we speaking to?
Hi, Angel. Hi, Linda. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Miranda. I'm calling
from Miranda.
California.
Hi, Miranda.
Hi, Miranda.
Hi. Hello. So I'm hoping you could help me if I could get some healing or whatever advice you can give me. I've been having some digestive issues for a few months now, and I don't know what triggers it. And all of a sudden, I'll start to eat something, and I'll feel this nauseousness, and I'll throw up. And it's been ongoing, I'll throw up maybe two or three times in a month. And it's annoying. And I would love for it to go away. And I'm wondering if you pick up anything.
What kind of food are you eating? Are you eating processed food? Do you cook at home? Or
it's a combination. I do cook at home. I'll cook lentils and rice, and I'll make oatmeal for breakfast, or I'll have toast with chia seeds. Nothing too fancy, but like I said, I just wanted to stop. It's like really, really irritating at this point.
Gotcha. Hold on, I'm gonna see if I can scan you a minute, real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Do you eat a lot of gluten? Do you eat a lot of white flour?
I don't.
Okay. And when you have lentils, do you soak them?
I do. I soak them first, and then I cook
okay.
them.
So when this happens, you're not noticing it's any specific food?
No, unfortunately. There's not one food that I can isolate and say this is it. So.
Were you eating out when it happened, or are you eating at home?
Both. That's what makes it frustrating. I really can't pinpoint
okay.
it and say, yeah.
So I really want to do like a session, but I'll tell you a couple things that I have found that does that, and that's soybean oil. A lot of people don't realize how soybean oil is highly genetically modified, and it gets in our food more often than we think because it's cheap. Restaurants use it all the time. Mm-hmm. I personally cannot tolerate soybean oil at all. As soon as I get it, I have a reaction, and I have a terrible stomach ache from it, and it will most of the time come right back up. My suggestion to you would be to, when it happens, look at what you ate and look to see if there's an oil in there that you're not used to having. Canola oil is actually rapeseed oil. And that oil, they changed the name in it, right? Because you would not buy rapeseed oil if they labeled it rapeseed oil on the shelf. So they changed it to canola oil, which is extremely unhealthy. It's very carcinogenic, actually.
I don't use canola oil.
You don't use that either? Yeah.
Or soybean. I don't.
Yeah. Are you working on yourself spiritually?
I am, very much so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because I will tell you that a lot of times what happens to those of us who are on the spiritual path, we actually have a change in our DNA that occurs sometimes, and it will come out as in our digestive system. Do you take a probiotic?
I drink a lot of kefir.
Do you? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, good. I feel like for you, it's an energetic thing. It may not necessarily be a food you're eating. It's more of an energetic thing. I do pranic healing, a pranic healing session, and I do. I even offer for the first time a 30-minute session. So if I can offer up my email address, and if you're interested in scheduling something up, I do it virtually. I don't have to have you in person. It can be done virtually, but I always talk first about what's going on, and then I scan you and see what we can do about that to see if it is energetic or if it's – because I honestly feel like it's a bit energetic. It could be some emotional stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's awesome. So,
all right, thank you.
Thank you. We'll hope to talk to you soon. Have a good evening. Thanks for calling.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. I hope to talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye. You said something really cool I definitely can agree with, and it's really interesting to hear somebody say it. And when you take on the path of the mystic, I like to call it, your body goes through a lot of changes. And like a lot of times you'll wake up and you decide you want to be a vegetarian because things aren't sitting in you the right way. There's so much that happens to our body as our composition kind of changes. I would love for you to chat with it about that, because I think a lot of seekers out there are going through this kind of new metaphysical, mystical awakening. And they're having all these problems with their digestive system and this, that, and the other. And they're trying to figure out what that's about.
Yeah. And just what she was talking about, that happened to me about 2 months ago. I was eating smoothies and all sorts of healthy food, and all of a sudden, the smoothie made me sick. The kale made me sick. Any type of raw foods made me really ill. And it went on. I couldn't even eat an avocado. And I would get almost like my soybean issue that I would have, where I would have horrible stomach ache. And I knew it was actually an energetic thing because I'd eaten all these foods before. And sure enough, it took about 6 weeks. I just stopped eating all of those foods. And now I've introduced them back in, and I have had zero problems. So I do think that, and I know for a fact that when you are raising your vibration, you're changing your DNA. And a lot of us, and it also brings out some emotional issues. It can bring out past life issues. And a lot of times it settles in our solar plexus area or our heart chakra, and, you know, right around that stomach area, and that's where we feel it, and it can be very, very painful.
Hmm. Interesting. And when you talk, when you walk through people, work with people rather virtually, without, it doesn't sound like you have to be in the room with them, you don't have to touch them, and you can still take them to the process of clearing and healing at this deep level?
Yes, as long as I either have a picture or I have, you know, I just need a picture of the person. And I can energetically work on them at that time. I've had a lot of work myself where I have some friends who are chronic healers, and I can do a lot of work on myself, but it's, you know, we as practitioners also like to have work done. And so I'll schedule some time with my friends, and typically what we do is they'll do it after I go to bed because I'm in a relaxed state. I'm in a very receptive state. And that's when it's real easy to do. And when I feel when I wake up in the morning, I usually feel really refreshed and very, you know, rested. But I do it a lot with my clients as well. I'm working with someone this week that she's going to text me as soon as she goes to bed, as I'm kind of a late, I go to bed kind of late, and she'll go to bed probably 9 or 10, and I'll just work, I'll start work on her before I go to bed and finish. And that way in the morning, I always like to know, how do you feel? You know, did you, because sometimes when you do energy healing, you may feel worse the first day. It may have brought out new stuff, right? You may have cleaned up one thing and then something else needed to come up to be worked on. And that happens too. It's pretty rare, but I've seen it actually happen where somebody said, yeah, you know what, I kind of felt worse today. But then they call me the next day and say, you know what, 2 days later I feel great. So, I do it a lot. I do the remote ones quite a bit.
I'm going to let you talk to someone else because you've had a lot of people pop on here since you said that, which is really cool. But before I do, how can somebody get in touch with you if they wanted to work with you?
Sure. They can email me at sacreddivinewisdom@gmail.com.
Ooh, sacreddivinewisdom@gmail.com. There you go.
Yep.
I love it.
Yep.
Thank you for holding. You're on the air with Linda. Who are we chatting with?
Hello? Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. How are you today?
I think I lost her. Hold on a second. Are you still there, Sandy?
Okay.
Yes.
You there? There you go.
Oh, good. Hi, Sandy. Do you have a question?
Yeah, I have a question. Can you help somebody with a concussion?
You can do all of that. It doesn't matter what it is. So, sure, of course, because that's really the energy in the head and the throat area. So, yes, you can. You can use pranic healing to help. The head heals very, very slowly. My son, when he was 19, 20, had a very severe head injury. I wish I'd known pranic healing at the time, and I didn't. But absolutely, you can work on concussions with pranic healing.
Okay, because my husband blacked out at work and hit his head on the floor in the bathroom, the restroom.
Oh, no. Oh.
And he has huge headaches right now, and his vision's problems, and brain fog, and just a little bit everything.
Yep. That's very similar to what the symptoms my son had when he got hit in the head. So are they, so you're working with a neurologist, I would imagine?
We're getting ready to. It just happened, and, I mean, the doctor, I guess, didn't know what to do. And we're going to be going to a clinic that works on that.
Uh-huh. Okay. And I just so everybody knows, I'm not a doctor. I'm not here to diagnose or anything. I would, for what you're talking about, if it were me and if it was my son, I would do both. I would probably, you know, see the neurologist, but I would also be doing pranic healing because that could help clear it up faster. With the head, there's a lot of different things that can go on. So I would imagine they're going to you know, just check it out to make sure that it's not just a concussion. Because you said he passed out.
Yeah, well, his boss has been putting extreme pressure on him, trying to get him to quit working there. And, I mean, just saying things that weren't even true. And you know, my husband's kind of sensitive, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I'm hoping that he'll be okay, you know.
Absolutely. And the way that I look at events like this, too, is perhaps that was the event that was to say, you don't need to be, he doesn't need to be working there.
Well, I know. And the thing is he didn't get out fast enough, obviously, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the thing is now he's got, you know, out on leave, and I don't know whether they're going to give him workman's comp or what.
And it happened at work, though?
Yeah.
Because I believe it happened at work, isn't they're required to do workman's comp, I would imagine.
Well, yeah, this company is one of those bad companies, you know.
Yeah. Well, I would certainly love to work with them if you are interested. Like I said, I do it virtually. I can, you know, if you're local to the Brentwood area, I can do it local. But if you're not, I can certainly do it virtually as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
so what will it? I mean, how does that work on a concussion?
Sure. So, well, as anything, when I do pranic healing, a full session includes the first thing I do is I look at the aura and I clean the aura, etc. And then most of the time would be spent on the head area to clean up, because when you hit your head, for example, you're going to have dirty energy there, because that's just part of the accident itself creates some dirty energy. So you're going to clean that out, and there's, I'm sure there's a protocol. What I have several books through my training, because what Master Choa did is he put protocol. So somebody else is along the way of all the years he was doing this had a concussion. So I'm going to go look up for the protocol for the concussion, and I'm going to use that on him.
Okay.
If that makes sense. So
yeah,
and,
it makes sense.
The nice thing about pranic healing and these energy healings is you don't have to know exactly how it works, and you don't even have to believe it, as long as you're receptive.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I think even with energy healing, Reiki and things like that, they don't even have to really believe. They just have to accept, you know?
Exactly. Yep. So for an hour, it's an hour session, but I typically go way over because I'm going to do whatever it takes for that session. And I charge, it's $97 for an hour to an hour and a half session. And like I said, I can do it remotely as long as somebody sends me a picture. But I do like to have a phone conversation first, so that, because there's a protocol around it too. One of the things that I will ask you to do is shower before and not shower until 12 hours after. Because when I provide energy to help your body heal, if you take a shower, it washes most of it off.
Oh. So it's different than Reiki.
Yes, it is. It is different.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, you've answered a lot of questions. And,
well,
just have to talk to my husband, you know.
Absolutely, and I hope that he's going to be feeling better soon, and I would love to work with him. Just, and if you're interested, just email me at the sacreddivine wisdom@gmail.com, and we'll set up a time to talk. And yeah, he just has to be open to it. And it may help him, you know, get through this faster.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you for calling.
Nice talking to you. Thank
God
you.
Bless you, and hope your husband gets well very soon.
Absolutely.
Good night.
Good night.
So head injuries.
Yeah.
That was really fascinating. So the head is as sensitive as it is, and important as it is, not just the keeper of our brain, which controls all things in our body, but all the powerful chakras connected to the divine and your higher self and your third eye, all that stuff is in your head. So when you have head injuries or illness, you know, stroke, all this stuff, chronic healing can address that. Yes?
Absolutely. Yeah. It can address any of the, and like I said, it's not something to diagnose and cure. Right? It's there to help support your body heal.
That's really fascinating that you say that, because we have the skills and we have the tools and we have the ability to heal ourselves, as we always have. We've just gotten to a point where we live in technology and medication that we've forgotten that. That's kind of what I'm hearing a lot of healers say. And so chronic healing, it feels very ancient, but at the same time, I've never heard of it. How is it that it feels so so wise and ancient, yet we're not hearing a lot about it? Is it something that's just making it big, that's been around for a long time?
You know, I think it's just slowly coming out and being made more available and letting people be more aware. I actually was already scheduled to go through my chronic healing training, excuse me, and I was at a Tony Robbins event, and I was crewing it, and noticed that Master Ko was going to speak at the Tony Robbins event. So there's 10,000 people who did not know who he was before. Probably a good 90% of them had never heard of chronic healing. And now they know what it is, and they got to experience some things that, you know, he taught during his, I think he was only on stage for about 30, 40 minutes. But that for me was just a validation that I was doing what I needed to do. But he's been actually speaking to several events like that. So I think it's just, it's more open accepting, you know, that, you know, when quantum physics came out and said, hey, everything is energy, right? It's like that science validation where those of us spiritual already knew this, but those who are in the science community had to have it validated that everything's energy. Well, if everything is energy, then energy are thought forms as well. Thought forms are energy. So you can use that information to help heal your body.
Wow. And for everything, energy, so everything's energetic, and for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction, right? And so we can do things to our bodies that damage them. What we got to do is learn to pull the energies in to repair that damage and push it away, so to speak, right?
Absolutely. And our words are so powerful. You know, you get up in the morning and you do nothing but complain about your back or your legs, etc., then your body's going to hear that. And it's going to, because your body doesn't know the difference between positive and negative talk. It just knows that you're talking. So if I get up in the morning and I smile at myself and I say, today's going to be a wonderful day, my body hears that. And, you know, my body may ache, but I'm not going to put that out there, because the more I put that out there, the more it's going to come back to me. And I had a girlfriend, you know, where that happened with, arthritis. she kept telling everybody she had it. She finally saw an Eastern doctor who said, "You have to stop doing that. You're owning the disease. So stop owning it. You know, say something like, 'I have symptoms of,' not 'I have this.'" Because you're owning that, and your body hears it. Okay, you have diabetes. Okay,
here you go.
Yeah, we do.
Here you go.
Yeah,
you seek and you shall find. Asking you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's that. What is it? Bringing it true.
Manifest.
Yeah, you're manifesting. Yeah, you're manifesting what you speak.
Wow. Well, I'm going to let you talk to somebody else after blowing everybody's mind here. Hold on one second here, and I'm going to take another caller. You are on the air with Linda. Who are we chatting with? Hello?
Anybody there?
We'll go to the next person.
Hello?
You are on the air with Linda. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Marianne. Very enlightening tonight and also full of reminders, especially when you're talking about talking to the body. So it's just a good conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I did write that email. I think I'm going to follow up. But I was, I guess I'm just trying to see where I would go with this. I'm dealing with, I'm not sure what it's called. I don't have a name for it. I know what they said I have symptoms of,
mm-hmm.
and I've overcome that. But, like you said, but there's also some other things that are creeping up now. So I'm just not sure if it's age. I'm not sure if it's more complications or what. So I'm trying to figure out how to, I don't know if you want me to tell you the symptoms or how do you want me to do it. Because now you said don't say you have. I don't know how to put it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And I'll be honest, as far as diagnosing people on the phone is not really something that I have the skill set to do. It'd be more about, you know, working with your body in a chronic healing section, you know, having a chronic healing session and that kind of thing. Sometimes I can scan the body, but so go ahead and tell me what some of your symptoms are real quick.
Okay, so some of the symptoms that I'm having amenorrheas where you don't have, like, cycles. They were very real. And then the other one is, like, bloating and stuff. But it's really crazy. It's just been really weird. So that's what I've been trying to figure out. And I know they keep telling me that it's because I have symptoms of Graves' disease, but I never really had a problem with it until recently.
And a lot of what goes on with us has to do with what we put in our body, too. So,
yeah,
without knowing,
I
mean, when I work with somebody with chronic healing, I do an intake form. I ask you, you know, what is it? You know, I want to know as much as I can about, especially if you have diabetes or you have any kind of symptoms of diabetes or symptoms of digestive issues, then, you know, I want to look at that because, like Angel was saying earlier, I look at the different things that I eat. I look at the chemicals that can come into my body. I look at all of that, and I reduce as much as I can there. I do chronic healing. There's a lot of different things you can do to support your body. And again, if you're in the spiritual path, there may be just some things that need to happen to your body that you just have to go with because your body's changing, because many of us are changing. So if you'd like to set up a session with me, you can email me at sacreddivinewisdom@gmail.com, and we can set something up, we can talk. And I would take more information and, you know, we can talk about a pranic healing session. I can answer questions about some of the things that you might be putting in your body, et cetera, that might help you.
Mhm. Yeah, you just hit something else when you said about the spiritual stuff. I forgot about that. Yeah, I may just need to do a clearing bath and maybe some other stuff too. You're right.
Absolutely.
This is so good for me. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Awesome. Oh, that sounds fantastic. Thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Continue. Peace and life to you.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Absolutely. Thank you, Maureen. Bye-bye.
I'm going to invite everyone to come to the website, the New Age Guild website, and you'll see Linda's smiley face right there on the cover. Look at her happy smiley face. Such a happy smile. Here at the regular show once a month to talk about different things. And this pranic healing, the more you delve into it, the more truly mesmerizing it is, just like the last caller, to really hear how you can take this whole healing piece, and it feels like just like filtering stuff out of people's system is what it feels like. And you work with somebody, you're going to take an intake form, and you're going to talk to me about, you know, find out about what I do, what I eat, you know, who I am, so that you're not just getting money and having a session with me virtually and like, hey, there you go, and sending me running off into the sunset. It feels like you're actually like working with people to get to a conclusion. Is that a fair statement?
That's a fair statement, which is, you know, it goes along with my intuitive coaching and that kind of thing, because it's usually not just one thing. You know, there's more than one thing going on, and you can address, the different aspects of what's going on to help, you know, help heal it quicker. Pranic healing works beautifully. I love it. And if you're interested in just learning more about pranic healing, you can go to the Pranic Healing website, which is pranichealing.com. And there's information, excuse me, about pranic healing.
So I'm looking at the website now, and there's a thing here that says the sex chakra. Oh, my goodness. What?
Yes, there is a sex chakra.
I feel like a little kid. Ooh, they said sex.
Yeah. There's a sex chakra, and you just want to make sure it's not too big, right?
Oh, yes, and it's clear and clean.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just one of the chakras we go through and we clean out is the sex chakra.
That is amazing. A lot of information on this website, and a lot of things that you do. And I want to give you an opportunity to talk to at least one more person, because you have a lot of people here. I'm going to try this last person one more time, see if they're there. Thank you for holding. Who are we chatting with?
My name is Ann.
There she is.
Hi, Ann. I have a question, and that is, I have been Reiki attuned and to level two. And my question is, do you have to continue to be attuned?
To do Reiki?
Are you asking
about Reiki? You know, I have not. I was Reiki attuned in the 90s. I practiced Reiki till probably around 2008. But you mean to continue to be attuned? So if you're a level two, and I have found that Reiki is completely different than when I took it. There's so many versions of Reiki right now out there. So is your question, do you have to be attuned again in order to...
Right, because some people that I know, I mean, they go and get attunement. And I don't know, I'm kind of skeptical. Why do you need to do that, I guess? So I thought I'd ask somebody that would possibly know the answer to that, because I certainly don't.
And, you know, like I said, I'm not using Reiki. I don't use Reiki. When I was Reiki trained, you did not have to continue to get attunements. I know that there's a lot of versions of Reiki out there, so I can't speak for those different versions. The one that I took was from the main group back in the 90s. And once you were attuned, for example, as a level two, then you could use whatever your attunements at that time for as long as you needed. You didn't have to be reattuned again. I don't know. Angel, do you maybe haven't answered her question on that one?
I also am attuned in Reiki, and I, similar to Linda, came through, so those of us have been around for a couple of minutes, through the old kind of old school. And the old school, you can go from level one all the way through kind of the master levels, and once you're attuned, you're attuned.
Yeah.
What I have observed over the years is that the process of business has kind of given people opportunities to go in and reattune and take workshops. Some of it's awesome to do workshops, but some of it's just, you know, a process. And everything seems to be about certifications and attunement and processes. So, you know, for some people are forever learners. And Linda is a forever learner. Every time I talk to Linda, she loves to learn to increase her process. And then from that process, that's awesome. But once you become attuned in Reiki, it's my understanding you're attuned and you're ready to go. It's just, you know, it's a business process, and that's kind of what it is.
Yeah.
Well, I think my understanding was once you're attuned, you just go ahead and you continue following, you know, doing Reiki with yourself and following a good diet and right thoughts and all that kind of stuff, and it would just continue on. Because another person that I know that she hasn't done it in quite a while, and she feels like it's gone away. And I said, no, I think once that you start, because she hasn't done it for like 2 years, maybe a little longer, and she felt like that it's gone. And I said, I don't think it ever goes. I said, once you get it, it's there.
It's like a muscle, though. It's like a muscle, and if you don't use it and you don't practice it, then it's even pranic healing. If I don't do it for several days and then I do it again, it takes me a little bit to get back into it. But if I do it every day, it's almost become second nature to feel energy and that kind of thing. So, and I think Reiki is a lot of the same way. Any of these energy modalities type of thing is, once you've learned it, if you don't practice it, for example, in pranic healing, you cannot pay to be a master. You have to practice, and you have to work with clients and just keep doing it. And that's what gets you to a higher level. And Reiki is the same way. I mean, when I learned Reiki, the more I used it, the easier it was to use it. When I got away from it, it was a lot harder to get, you know. So some people may be going to a class to get reattuned because they feel like they haven't done it in a while and they kind of want to repeat. But
I think once is enough. But if you make that commitment that you just have to do the work, then you get back to where you were.
Yep, absolutely.
You know, it's just, I don't think energy is an on-off switch. I think it's more like a meditation. You have to, like you said, you have to build on it and keep going along, and you have to develop a new baseline, I guess, and go from there.
Yep, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Well, very, very true.
Yeah, I was just curious.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you for calling in. You have a fantastic evening and good luck to you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. You only have a few minutes left, but you have one more caller. I think we've gotten through a lot of people. I'm going to try and give you an opportunity to talk to this next caller. Thank you for holding. You're on the air with Linda. Who are we talking to? Hello? Are you there? Okay, so I'm not sure if the person is still there. Are you there? All right. Not sure if that person was having problems with their audio or if there was something else going on there, but you only have a few minutes left here. I wanted to give you an opportunity to call out kind of how people can talk to you and give you just a couple minutes to talk about what you're passionate about and why someone should connect with you to get this work done.
Okay, sure. So to get a hold of me, you can email me at sacreddivinewisdom@gmail.com. I'm also at the metaphysical shop, the Crystal Bowl and Float in Brentwood, that opened back in April, and I do readings. I do soul path readings there. I do pranic healing there, but you can always contact me directly. I'm passionate about working with people that want to help themselves, that really they're looking for support in healing their body, support in changing what they may be doing in their kitchen, in their home, so that they're not physically toxifying their body. I coach, I'm just looking to assist people on their path or who just, want help with healing their body and with the energy and that type of thing. That makes sense?
Yes, it does. It makes a lot of sense. And what do you have any specific area that you find yourself working on more than anything else right now? It's my favorite question to ask healers these days.
What of the area I'm working on right now?
In terms of what you get the most kind of work that you're digging through for people right now.
Yeah, I'm working on the website. We're at sacredearthalchemy.com, and I'm not on it yet, but it's my it's our website for my son's crystals, and we're working with the company to add me to the website. We are going to be developing some classes online. And, I'm passionate with, I love helping people. I like to start with the soul path reading. A soul path reading is a great way to lead in, for me, what's going on with you spiritually, what's on your path, what's your blockages, because it can lead into pranic healing. Or if you've got a physical illness and or even something that you think might be caused by emotional, we can do pranic healing that way as well. So I'm passionate about helping people, about educating, because I think a lot of us aren't aware that we're being, all the toxins that are going on in our homes, for example, and we're just not even aware of it. So it's an awareness level. I'm writing some different classes that I want to teach over at the Crystal Bowl, and lots of things going on.
That sounds really exciting. So next time I talk to you, we bring you on the air, and in this time next month, it'll be an exciting time, and I'm wanting to put a call to you that one of these exciting classes will be ready so you can talk about it, because I want to make sure we can get people over to your website and get rolling in your classes, because that'll be super awesome.
I hope so. I'm not sure if it'll be ready in September, but it will definitely be ready in October. But I'll probably be ready to talk about it. So
perfect. That's all we need. That's all we need.
Yep.
So one more time, your email address so people can reach out to you.
Sure. My email address is sacreddivinewisdom@gmail.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much for coming. I'm going to let you go so you can have a fantastic evening and you can go pranic heal people in their sleep, which sounds awesome. I might have to call you and get some of that myself.
So, yeah, we need to talk. Need to set you up. Yeah.
Thank you so much. God bless you, and I'm looking forward to chatting with you soon. You have a fantastic evening.
Thank you, Angel, and thanks, everyone. Have a wonderful evening. Good night.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community, striving to bring you New Age and holistic practitioners, news, resources, and trending information from across the community. We welcome your feedback and suggestions for future programming, and yes, we do take questions on the air. Please visit us for free at newageguild.com to find a practitioner and what's